This is an interview taken for the Western Sydney Women's Oral History Project, From Farms to Freeways, Women's Memories of Western Sydney. This interview is taken with Mrs. Mari Singh of Penrith, and the date is the 22nd of October 1991.
My name is Marie Singh. I live at number 1 Panorama Parade, Blacktown. I was born on the 10th of 3rd, 1930. I was born at Wellington, New South Wales. Nationality is Australian. I'm married. 4 children living, 1 passed. Period of residence in this area is 46 years.
Well, first of all, I'll just ask you a bit about your family background. What sort of work did your father do?
My father, very well, in his married days, is what they call a borer. You know, in the old worlds, the borer. He came from Maruya down that way. And I was born in Wellington, but I was only 6 months old when I left there. Well, then we came to Wyong, and there he was a mixed farmer. Mm-hmm. You know, a little bit of orchard, poultry, cattle. Mm-hmm. And from there he came to Blacktown and was a poultry farmer.
So that's how you came to live here as a child?
Yes. And then he left here and went back to East Gosford as an orchardist. Mm-hmm. There's a small orchard. And that's where he stayed. Well, we stayed in Blacktown. The children sort of stayed in Blacktown. Mm-hmm. We were married by this time.
So you were married in Blacktown?
Yes.
And yes. When did you actually come to live in this house?
Well, we had two other homes. We originally lived in Fifth Avenue, mm-hmm. in Blacktown.
That's near the other side of
the railway.
The
other side of the line, yes. And from there we moved to in the main street of Blacktown, right opposite the store we had. And we've been here 31 years in this home here. Mm. Yes.
So when you first came to live in Blacktown, how old would you have been?
15.
15, so you went to school here?
Yes. Mm-hmm. No.
For a while?
No, I didn't.
No?
No, I finished school at Wyong.
Right.
And my first job here was at a building called Burroughs Welcome. It was pills and things like that, you know. Mm-hmm. And then I had many jobs after that, you know. Mm-hmm. Roundabout.
And so what was it like? Do you remember when you came to live here at 15, what the countryside was like and what the area?
I cried my eyes out. I mean, it was country where we came from, but sort of open spaces. When I came to Blacktown, my sister and I, we cried and cried and cried. We didn't want to come here. It was very, a lot of houses close together, but not the open spaces, if you know what I mean, you know. And there was a bus service. We didn't live far away from the town, but there was a bus service to the railway and to where we worked. And it was just so different, you know. And I think being teenagers, we felt like we were going to be hemmed in, because there wasn't the paddocks to chase rabbits in and go and swim in the creeks and things like this, you know.
This would have been about 1945.
45, yes. Mm.
And
yes.
So was it fairly built up around that
area? Only
then?
With homes sort of out where we live. The town was very, very small. Mm. It was only, there was a pub there, there was a little old picture show. 3 big grocery stores, which my father-in-law owned one. And I think 3 butcher shops, and a little haberdashery shop, and an all-over store, you know, frocks and materials. And
whereabouts was your home? Was that not close to the town itself, where you lived with your parents?
With my parents, I was about 10 minutes in the bus, if that.
And what would that area be now?
Walters Road. Well, that's very built up now. You know, the poultry farmers all taken over by homes, and it's very built up out there.
And the poultry farmers had gone already, had they, when you moved out? Or
no, Dad was still there when we were married. And I don't know the reason why he moved. I think it was something to do with the egg board, and you're only allowed to send so many eggs into the egg board, and you're only allowed to eat so many chickens for the family. And you know, they were very strict in those days with that type of thing, and I think he probably felt a little bit hemmed in himself and wanted to get back to the open spaces. But that's where he died, in, well, not in that Ashore farm. Mum died at very young. She died at 59. And after that, he moved to Kincumber and sort of retired, just popped around the garden and things like that.
So in your first house when you were married, that was in Fifth Avenue, was it? And what was it like around there at that time? That would have been...
Not very many homes around at all. We had a great big double block, and it is still a big double block, and nothing on it, you know, but we had a little horse and grew our own veggies and this type of thing.
That would have been about 1952.
Right. Yeah, or 51, 52, the first child was born.
So it's a bit different to...
Very much
what
different.
...what it is today.
Oh, yes, yes. When we came here to live in this home, we were the only home here. That was all bush up where the hospital is now. There was a little bowling club, which was just like a little garage down the bottom here, and there was a two doors up. There was a home being built, a Hudson Ready Cut home, and that was the only homes around here whatsoever.
Was it trees and?
Oh, that was all bush. That used to be a bike race track up there, and we used to ride the horses up there and chase rabbits and didn't shoot them, but we chased them, and it was a terrible lot of fun. But as you can see now, we're built right out, because we had a beautiful view here. We could see all the whole main road and sit on the brand, watch my hubby play bowls and all afternoon or day or whichever it might have been. But now it's the whole town's built out. You can't even see a thing. I could see right up to the town and practically pick every car that went up the town and whose it was. But now the whole place is built out, you know. We never thought we would be built out here because we were so high. But as you can see, the two-storey place next door has blocked all our view, and same as the buildings down towards the big bowling club now, they've rebuilt, of course.
Because the hospital too has taken over
the hospital's taken over, it's taken all the bush, and the traffic now is, they used to come in the main street into the hospital, but they've closed that off and put this passway right through past our place. Of course, you couldn't get through up there when we first built here. And because it all, there's about a seven-way traffic entrance here to the hospital now, in and out of the medical centre down at the bottom, and the ambulance station. And the traffic.
It's always busy.
Oh, always. We cannot hear our TV at times.
Really?
With the traffic that's going across. Excuse me.
So did you build this house, when you were first married, did you build the house that you moved into?
Yes, we planned it and built it.
Was it timber or?
It's a brick veneer.
Oh,
This home is.
And this one is too, is it?
Oh, the first home we had was a weatherboard.
But
we built that ourselves.
Right.
And I think we lived there 5 years, then we moved to Campbell Street and lived there about 3 years, and then came.
And then here.
Yeah.
So in your first house, which would have been in the period we're really looking at, would you have had gas and electricity?
Just electricity.
Did you?
Yes, yes.
And did you have electric appliances like fridges and vacuum cleaners?
We started off very, very poor. I think we had a bedroom suite, a home naturally, bedroom suite, and that was it. Nothing on the floors. We borrowed a little old table to eat off, and we sat on banana cases. Our canisters were paper bags. And we gradually built our way up. I think children today don't.
Yes.
They like to have their TVs, videos, and microwaves. And
did you have a radio?
We had a radio, yes. And our entertainment was, which sit up in bed of a night and play Chinese checkers.
That was before TV.
Yes, well, my husband played a little bit of golf then, but I was too tied up with children.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't have any sport in those days.
And your husband played golf, and did he play tennis as well?
No, he played tennis as a child at school, you know, but he played golf only weekends or one day a week. Well, he worked 6 days a week, so he worked in his father's grocery store, so he didn't play a lot, but he had his days out, you know. As I said, we're real family people, weren't
we? Yes. And was your house, how many bedrooms was it?
Three bedrooms,
that was a big house.
Yeah, big
and house. Did you have an inside toilet or...?
No inside toilet, and to get to the laundry, it was a part of the house, but we had to go around to get into
no
the
sewage,
laundry.
Of course, in those days.
No sewage. Mm. No.
And did you, when your children were born, did you go to the local hospital?
No, we didn't have a local hospital. No. The closest hospital was Parramatta. There was a little home or hospital or whatever that some did go to with their children here, but we went all the way to Paddington.
Really? From here?
Mm. Yes.
And what about other medical services in the area? What about in an emergency? Did you have...
We just counted on our own local doctor.
Did you?
Yes, yes. I know I did have an emergency with one of my children after I came here. One of the little cousins had spilt perfume all over her, and I didn't know whether it had got into her lungs or she'd drank it, all we could smell was perfume. Mm-hmm. So I rang my local doctor and he said, I'd better take it to Parramatta Hospital. Mm-hmm. So that's where
that was the closest.
It. Yes, but she hadn't drank any, but it had burnt all the hair out, all the hair fell out and it scarred all the face, but luckily the scars went, you know. So there was very little. I think we did have a fire station. Yes, we had a fire station, mostly voluntarily, firemen, because my husband was in it. And I think there was an ambulance.
An ambulance service. Mm-hmm. Yes. So did you feel a bit isolated from...
Very much so, but you get used to it. Mm. You sort of got used to it. And then as the town built on, I didn't appreciate it a great lot because with children, as I said, I mostly walked everywhere and I was within walking distance of the shopping centre, which was very little anyway.
Yeah.
And so my father-in-law owned the grocery store, so in those days it was fabulous. You just rang up your grocery order, whether I was daughter-in-law or who, and they'd get the groceries up, pack them up, deliver them, and that's actually how I come to meet my husband.
Oh, was it? Yes. Was he delivering your groceries?
He was the delivery boy,
oh,
yes.
Isn't that wonderful?
And, you know, it was fabulous. You'd get your bag of broken biscuits for the children for nothing and a bag of lollies, and they cook their own hams, boil their own hams and cut their own cheese, and it was really great.
None
you
of
know
this
you didn't
stuff,
none yeah. of this frozen stuff or pre-packaged, and you didn't have to get it yourself. Even when the ration was on, you know, you get your little tickets, your ration tickets, and you'd so many for each family, and you'd get a quarter pound of butter, and we'd have to cut all that down because I did work in the shop for a little while. But the service, you just had service, it was wonderful. But now it's, you go to a store, you pick it yourself, and you stand there for half an hour while they have a conversation before they they say, are you being looked after, you know?
So. As the town's grown bigger, it hasn't necessarily become better,
Well, probably in a sense you don't have to travel so far to do any big shopping or get any variety. We sort of had to go to town or Parramatta, which Parramatta wasn't so big then either. But, you know, people sort of have their different views. I hate Sydney, you don't need to go to Sydney now because you've got such a big town here. But very busy, like school holidays, it can't walk, but I only go shopping when I really have to. But the little town itself, that's that has been overbuilt, and then when they built the big complex, that sort of went to a white elephant for a little while. And I think we've still got two of the original, three actually. We've got a chemist, a menswear, and a butcher of the old original people in the town, but all the shops are still there.
They're the only three?
They're the only three, the originals that were there when we came to.
So how did you feel about all the old shops being demolished and replaced by big modern buildings?
Well, I don't know whether, how would I put it, hurt, disappointed or depressed. You know, you think, oh, gee, it's been here so many years and now they're pulling it down. And I suppose when you look at it, it's really done good for this area. But in my views, it's just lost all that friendliness. Like, once you could walk up the street and talk all day before you got your shopping done, you'd never get more than 10 yards and you'd run in. Now you can go through the town and wouldn't see anybody, you know.
It's not as friendly and intimate as it used to be.
No, not near so, no.
And what about recreation? What did you do, especially the children, for recreation in the area?
Well, my eldest son, we sent him to Holy Cross College at Ryde as a boarder at 9, which I sort of regret now, because I lost all his baby years, you know, the young teenage years, because there was no recreation here. And he went to school with American nuns at Marion, and they didn't believe in football or soccer or anything like that for the children. And then my eldest daughter, she took up marching. And that was about all there was, because there was no swimming pool or bowling alleys or anything like that.
What about then picture shows?
There was a little old picture show, yes. But that was just their Saturday afternoon recreation.
And what about the churches in the area? Were they...
Oh, there was quite a few churches, yes.
Did they play
all denominations?
Social role in the... You know, did people go there for social activities as well?
No. Not that I can recall.
No, they didn't organise
them. No.
And there were, I believe, quite a few women's groups in the area, like Inner Wheel and the CWA and all that sort of
thing. Oh, there was the CWA. I think the View Club was still back in those days. I really don't know, because I wasn't interested.
No,
as I said, I had a young family.
You were busy enough.
That kept me busy.
What would your daily routine have been, say, back in the early days when your children were small?
Well, I did take up lawn bowling, but our bowling club here wouldn't accept us. So we used to travel to Riverston.
Why wouldn't they accept you?
What do they call it?
discrimination.
Not discrimination. No women.
No women.
So there was about six of us, eight of us went to Riverstone. I was only 27 then when I joined. I was the baby of the club, and I used to get a babysitter up the road here. She'd mind the children for me. In those days, I only had two. And they weren't school age, so I think I was bowling 5 years, and then I felt pregnant again.
Can I just interrupt you for a minute? Did you plan to have your children, or did they just happen?
Well, naturally, we didn't care about the first one, so it happened.
Yeah.
And the next one happened. Well, that was the little one I lost. She was only 10 days old. Well, the next one I did plan. She was only 12 months after I lost the baby. And the next two, I lost the recipe. They came 5 years later. So they weren't planned at all. but I wouldn't be without them. And then we bowled up there, and because quite a few of us had husbands that were bowlers here, and they got talking and stirring, and they ended up allowing us to form a ladies' bowling club. So we're bowling down here for 27 years, I think, now we've been bowling here.
You had to fight to be accepted, that's interesting.
Oh, yes. And then when we moved to the new club, they wouldn't allow us in the bar area. We had to just stay in the auditorium. And
really?
Yes. But now that discrimination is all gone. They wouldn't do without us now.
I bet.
Yes, we've got quite a big club. We've got about 150 members, lady members. I think the men have got about 260, I think, something like that. But I was very sick and had a big operation, and I gave up bowls for 17 years, and I took up 10 pins because I could take the children over there.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I played over there for many years. And
was that in Blacktown?
Yes, it's just on the other side of the line to where we first lived.
So it's one of the main sporting activities for children in the area.
It is now, and they've got an ice skating rink over there too now. And
they've got a lot more facilities for children generally than they did when
they've
your children
got a lot.
Growing up.
They've got the big swimming pool, they've got skating rink, they've got the 10-pin bowling, and we even allow the school children to come down and have a game of bowls with just taught over Wednesday afternoon. We have quite a few there, but we had different schools, but now I think it's only the one school, the Catholic school, because they were all just mucking up and spoiling the grooms and this type of thing, just make a joke of it. But they're being taught, and we've got a few young junior members, which are very, very good, you know. Not girls, they've dropped right out now, but we did have a few girls come. But, there's quite a lot of recreation for the younger ones, and this what annoys me. They say, oh, look, they scribble on walls and they break this and pinch that because they're bored. They've got much, much more than what we ever had as children. You know, we, as I said, we ran out and played hopscotch or skipping ropes and
make your own,
made our own fun. But now it's they've got too much. Like they've got videos and TVs and all the other recreations which we never had, and I don't give any excuse for what they do. I can't see.
And how do you think it is for young mothers in the area now compared to what it was when you were bringing up your children?
Much, much easier. Like they have their bus, if they don't drive, which the majority of them drive, they have their bus passes, which we didn't have. It was walk or drive, which I've never driven. And I mean, it's much, much easier. But then again, as I say, I think the younger ones today want much, much more than what we ever wanted. We were happy to plod along and build ourselves up. But I don't think the young ones are today good. They've got more than what I'm still trying to get.
And what about the, talking about finances, who was the manager of your household finances? Did you keep your household accounts or your husband?
Oh, I think it was a mixed thing, you know. But, of course, there wasn't much finance in those days. It was just a matter of paying the house. And that sort of came out of our wages of being the father-in-law, you know.
Yes.
He worked that out for us. He handled all that. And he would, in those days, as I said, I think we were getting £30 a week, something, and we still managed much better than we're managing today.
And did you have any time to sort of do things for yourself? Were you very, very tied up looking after the family and helping your husband working? Would you have had time to follow any interests yourself? Your own?
No, well, as I said, it would have been married 6 years, and then I took up bowling. Well, that was Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
So that was it. Thursday was my recreation day. And, in those days we'd sort of go driving a lot and visiting a lot, mm-hmm. which we sort of don't do a lot now. You know. We just wander down to the club, and my husband's the chairman of the club, and I'm on the men's social committee. And
you are on the men's social committee. Yes. Well, that's a step forward, isn't it?
Yes. So, and you know, I'm close, and I volunteer go down there and do anything they want me to do. I enjoy it. You know, it gives me something to do.
Yeah.
I think I need that now more than when I had the children. Yeah. Your children was your recreation,
that's
or
right.
mine were.
Mm.
And as I said, you did a lot of visiting, or had a lot of visitors we did in those days.
Mm.
And especially once the children grew up a bit, my house was never empty.
Mm.
And it was always parties or a card night, you know.
Mm.
My father-in-law and his friends, they loved cards and big gamblers, being Chinese, you know. And I'd put the supper on for them, and they'd play their cards, and they'd take so much out of the centre for me for lights and supper and that. And I think I was a winner every time. You know? But I loved doing that.
Mm.
And as I said, we entertained a lot.
Mm-hmm.
A very, very lot.
Did you do all your own cooking?
Always. Mm-hmm. Yes, always did my own cooking. Mm-hmm. Still do. But I don't know whether it's TV videos or what, but all that's gone now, you know, or whether it's because the children are not with us anymore. But very rare you seem to have visitors or a card night or a party. I've always, up until 2 years ago, always run a big New Year's Eve party to allow the children to be able to bring the grandchildren rather than say, oh, I can't go, I've got the children and the children are not allowed there. So for many, many years, but I just felt it was getting a bit much, especially I had a very bad heart attack 6 years ago.
Did you?
And it was getting a bit much for me, so then I made the suggestion we have one at the club at the New Year, so we do that, and our first year was last year, and I think the club was quarter full of my family and friends, you know, and they thought it was fabulous to be able to take the children and, you know, the parents and the grandparents and even people that didn't even have children or grandchildren there, they thought it was wonderful to see them all enjoying themselves together. Our social life at home is dead and dave. Now, you know.
And did you sew too when you...
No,
you
I was...
few children? No.
I'm very...
Not a sewer.
Not a sewer. I did a fair bit of knitting for the children.
Yeah.
But never a sewer. Mending, that's about all.
Yeah. And you had to.
Yes.
And what about help with your children? You said neighbours used to babysit for you.
Whenever we wished to go out, we always had neighbours, mostly, because my family was sort of spread around.
Mm-hmm.
So it was... But we didn't go out a lot, you know. If we went out once every 3 months, it may have been a ball. That was fantastic. We enjoyed that. As I said, my friend and us, we used to play cards with a couple of other friends, and we loved that.
Mm.
You know, that was our sort of entertainment until we came here. Well, then our neighbours were sort of very few. As I said, only one home up the road. And... I sort of had the children's friends. We did have a big pool in the backyard, and the house was always full of school children.
Mm.
I preferred that rather than mine go away and I couldn't see them. I was a bit of a coddler with my children. And entertainment, as I say, was the bowling club down here.
Mm.
That was our Friday night's recreation, still is.
Mm-hmm.
And... husband sometimes would ring up and say, oh, Mum, the association's coming up. Can you cook a baked dinner? You know, this is 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock in the morning, so we'd rush around and cook a baked dinner and take it down to him. Of course, it was a much smaller club in those days.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And that was sort of it. I'd wander down with the children and we'd watch Dad play bowls. And
how has the change to a much busier suburban... place, how has that changed your life apart from the traffic and that sort of thing, have you felt a sense of not being so free or not having so much space around you?
Well, I feel, living here-wise, as I did say, the traffic and all that beautiful, being a country child, the country is gone. You know, it's just, to me, it's nearly as bad as living in the city, because I love the country. But it hasn't changed much as far as the shopping, as I said. We've got everything here, and I only shop when I really have to, which I don't enjoy very much shopping. I get frustrated. You've got no chance of shopping up here of a Saturday morning. It is just so packed, or school holidays, because they have the civic picture show there, there's two theatres, and that's full sort of, of weekends, and your different shows. They have little shows up there for the children, but that's all been refurbished up there now too. And like, you get used to these big complexes and you know just where everything is. Now I get lost up there in the last month or so, because they've put so many little shops in and those little cart stores they hire out around the floors. It looks nice, but as I said, it's to me it's a lot like